Hey y'all, welcome back to Shifting the Narrative. This podcast is dedicated to empowering women who grew up without a mother or maybe struggled with a toxic mother-daughter relationship. Today I was going to speak on something I'm starting to do this year is pretty much self-discovery, just trying to find out who I really am and what I, enjoy, because if you're anything like me, maybe find yourself asking, like, who am I really? And if you ever felt disconnected from yourself or struggled with your identity or molded yourself to fit others' expectations, this episode is for you. I pretty much know firsthand what it's like to search for a sense of self, especially when you've grown up without the guidance. But, the good news is pretty much you can do self-discovery at any stage of life. So today I'm pretty much going to share practical steps that I'm taking to help me reconnect with my authentic self, and maybe it can help you as well. So by the end of this episode, we'll do reflection exercises and steps, what steps to take to rediscover your journey. And I also created like a 30-day challenge, if you want to say, or just at your own pace self-discovery journal guide that you can download to deepen your reflection. So with all that being said, let's get started. The impact of not knowing yourself and not knowing who you truly are can feel like pretty much you're drifting through life without direction. Many of us maybe adapt to survive. At least I have. I've adapted to my environment because in becoming who we think we need to be to fit in or maybe to be loved or feel safe. But by doing so, we lose sight of our true identity. And I think that happens with stay-at-home moms too. You get so much in a routine, because I'm becoming a stay-at-home mom. So that's another thing I'm struggling with too, is that you're just so focused on your daily routine, taking care of the kids, taking care of the house, getting dinner, cleaning, etc. And you just kind of lose sight of what you love or who you are, because you're so focused on getting tasks done and taking care of your family. But let's talk about some maybe common struggles you maybe face. I face some of these, and then you don't really fully know yourself. So obviously feeling lost or like you've lived someone else's life. I feel lost. Like I don't really know. I know what I like to do at times, but it's just like trying to find my sense of direction for work, or maybe achievements, because I seek external validation, and maybe you do too. You seek external validation from relationships, work, and achievements. So that's kind of where I focused on most, and try to fill that feeling lost piece in me, I guess. You maybe struggle with decision making because sometimes you might not trust yourself on if you're making the right decision or not. I can't really say I struggled much on this one because I know what I want, but I just don't know. Like, I know what I want in life, so I will make the decision if it's going to help me achieve that or not. But sometimes you might feel stuck, or you, like right now, I guess I would be a decision. I would be struggling with decision making, but that goes back to me needing to seek the external validation with work and achievements, because that's what I need. So me becoming a stay-at-home mom, I've been going back and forth whether or not I should, because I have another kid on the way and daycare is super expensive, and sometimes it just doesn't make sense unless I'm making a ton more money. It doesn't make sense to work and my whole paychecks go to daycare. So I'm just kind of like hitting a brick wall on like what I need to do to feel satisfied with myself, I guess, because I just feel like I'm not achieving much. And then another one would be probably constant people pleasing and ignoring your own needs. And that probably kind of goes back to adapting to your environment and making sure everyone is taken care of, or like, you know, it all kind of ties in together, I guess, in a way, because you're seeking external validation. And part of doing that, like in your relationship or maybe work or your family, is people pleasing. So you just completely forget what you need in life, especially your mental needs and things that help you feel good about yourself. You just kind of put that on the back burner and start adjusting to your environment, and you completely lose sight of what you need. So, you know, I personally struggle, and I'm still struggling with some of this, and, I still, in a way, you know, I'm still trying to figure out, as far as work, what I'm really passionate about, and I'm slowly, obviously, figuring it out, because I really love doing this podcast, even if no one listens. Just talking to myself about these things, make me feel better in a way, because I'm letting things off my chest along the way, and I'm learning, and I'm researching for personal growth. So I'm slowly finding my feet, and obviously it's going to take time, and just asking the kind of right questions, and you know, at times obviously I'm going to hit the brick wall and not know what to do and still feel like I haven't created a purpose for my life. But one of the biggest signs that you don't fully know yourself is obviously feeling unfulfilled even when things look good on the outside. And when I look at my life on the outside, like in my eyes, I think I have the perfect life, but like if I looked at it from the outside, but inside me, I just don't feel like I've accomplished enough. I don't feel like I've achieved enough in life. And I think, but that just goes back to my external validation, obviously. If any of this kind of resonates with you, stay with me, because I have, jot down some, I guess, exercises to help uncover on how to kind of start breaking free from the cycle. And this is, like, I'm just starting this, so I'm not a walking example if this works or not, but we'll see. And I want to give it this year, because obviously it takes time. It's just like rewiring your brain. You're not going to fix your thoughts or your negative thoughts in a week or a month or 5 months. Sometimes it takes years of practice and just trying to navigate years of negative self-talk or just your environment or your trauma. You can't really, you know, it just takes a while, because you're so used to one thing, and it's just like a habit, creating a habit and trying to change that habit. It's very, very hard at times. But let's go to kind of what shapes our identity. Obviously, some of the biggest influence is family and upbringings. Whether you've had a mother or not, your childhood shapes your beliefs about yourself. It showed you an environment you don't want to live in, or it might have showed you an environment that you deserve, so you think you don't deserve better. And I'm kind of in between, because I know the environment I grew up in, I know I don't want that. I don't want to become an alcoholic, or I don't want to become the mother that is always maybe needing external validation, so you kind of forget your kids. And that's another thing too, like I'm not going to put my work before my sons, but at the same time, I need that external validation from work and achievement. So it's like a very fine line. Sometimes I have to put myself outside of the box and just be like, okay, just stop for a minute, which is kind of what I'm doing now. I kind of gave up my insurance agency, and things were changing in the corporation that I didn't like, I didn't really agree with, and it's like I was working for nothing. And two, I didn't really want to neglect my sons, just trying to focus on achieving, getting a, you know, a big enough book of business or what, you know, whatever I set my goal in far as work, which would took up a lot of my time to achieve, and I wouldn't been able to spend time with my family. So I am very aware of that I can become a workaholic and just forget everyone around me. But it's hard to just kind of change what you grew up in your whole life or what you think you deserve. Because I stayed with toxic people in that environment. And even though I might have not had the addiction, because I said I would never have an addiction, because I grew up around it, I still put myself in relationships maybe that had addictions. So I really wasn't like running out. I really wasn't getting away from that life. I knew what I wasn't going to do. So it's just like trying to figure out and breaking that cycle. And obviously when you grow up in an environment, where you think you deserve it, this type of life, or, it's hard. Even if you know you don't deserve it, it's hard for you to get out from being in that type of environment when you left your family and you're going on and trying to create a life for you, because going into a healthy environment, if you're not used to it, or a healthy relationship, it can feel very out of comfort zone and uncomfortable, and sometimes you just feel out of place and like you can't relate. I had that experience. So that's kind of, obviously, you know, my upbringing affected a lot of my decision making. And I self-sabotage good relationships. Well, I would run away from like healthy relationships because it just was unnatural for me. Another thing is obviously society and culture, you know, message about who you should be as a woman, what success looks like and how you should have behave and look. Far as this, what success looks like, I'm still trying to figure out, because even though I've accomplished a lot, because I used to live in a camper with no heat behind a tire shop, and now I have a family and a house, obviously I've accomplished a lot, but to me that's still, I don't feel successful, I guess. And it's weird, like most people would be like, well, that's, you know, you came from nothing and you created something, even though you maybe had like obviously rough patches along the way, but you got through and you still created the life you wanted. But I don't feel like I'm success, because it's not, I guess it's not a job, or, you know, how much money I'm making. And it really shouldn't matter how much money you make, because like, even if I made $60,000 a year, would I even still feel successful? Because I was making nothing. Then I made $30,000, and then obviously I moved up to making $50,000, and then, you know, I'm constantly wanting more. Like, so when I say I hit a goal making $100,000 a year, I'm just gonna strive and be like, I'm not successful until I make $150,000. So it's like nothing, whatever happens, I'm not like satisfied with it. But society really shaped how when it comes to looks for me. Because I already struggle with my own self-confidence and self-esteem issues. So when you, which is another reason why I had to stay away from Facebook, and I don't scroll on Instagram, and I kind of stay away from like any, sometimes I look at celebrity drama just because I have no drama in my life, and it's just entertaining that it's not me, it's them. And if I just don't want to deal with it, I can just not ever read it if I don't want to deal with the drama. But I have a comparison issue. I would compare myself to other people. Still do. I can't say I don't, but I try not to. And then it just is really hard because I think that my husband may want a girl that looks this way because the whole world is shaping that image, how guys would want. So it's just, I just have to stay away because it affects me mentally on that aspect when it really shouldn't. And at the end of the day, I know in my head, like, not obviously every woman, but a lot of them, a lot of it is all Photoshop. A lot of it's just plastic surgery. A lot of it's just, you know, they shape themselves to look that way. And, I mean, obviously not all the women, but those women that social media portray as like the perfect woman, I guess. I try to just stay away from that because I know, I have self-esteem issues and that's just working on that. And I'm still working. That's like a never ending journey right there itself, because I was just, shaped, just things that's happened my whole life. It kind of shaped me to just not ever like myself or who I am when I look in the mirror. So that just, again, that's like, it takes years to rewire all those negative thoughts and feelings that you have. So I'm still working on that. But also something else that can shape is obviously trauma and life experiences. And that kind of goes back to your family and upbringing as well. But also, like, when you leave your household, you might have a cycle that you don't realize you have a cycle. For instance, for me, it was staying around toxic people. And when I say toxic people, I just mean far as my environment. I always was around someone that had parent issues, and so they had toxic traits, and then they would self-medicate. Either that was with alcohol or smoking marijuana, or just doing other drugs. I was always around that environment, even though I said I'd never want to be around that environment, and it just somehow always pulled me back into that environment throughout my whole life, until I finally had to just go out of my comfort zone and get into a healthy relationship and get to be around people that made me very uncomfortable, because I felt like I was broken and out of place. Whereas how they were brought up with their family, because their family's still together. It's like very uncomfortable feeling, because it's just an environment you're just not used to at the end of the day. And you feel like maybe they're judging you, too. Like, obviously your thoughts start running, you know, and you're just like, oh, are they judgmental? Or are they judging me? And you just start feeling out of place. And then you just kind of want to self-sabotage and run away and go back to the life or the environment that you're comfortable with, because that's all you've ever known. And that was me. And sometimes I'm not around that environment, but I create that environment for myself, I guess, the toxicness. But that's just my own mental struggles that I have occasionally, and I have to really sit back and think, like, why am I letting this take over and ruin a good day? Because it's honestly just lies. My thoughts are lying to me. But it takes a lot to just sit back and, like, look at the bigger picture when your mind is just very cloudy. But here are some key things, that I'm kind of doing steps to self-discovery. And just know you're not bound by your past. Obviously you have the power to reshape your identity. And that goes back to what I was saying, how I have to really think, like, reflect on my thoughts. You know, you have to start questioning your old beliefs. Like, is this actually true, or is this just like how, you know, what my life or trauma in my environment has shaped me into thinking? You know, that's just like, just that asking yourself, what belief about myself do I want to release? Or maybe it's not, you know. Because mine was always, and I'm still, obviously, literally to this day, I'm not good enough. And when I should, you know, kind of shape that and change my thoughts to I have earned love, and maybe writing it down, then rewriting it with into a positive truth. And that kind of goes back to the 3-second rule that I had, and I still do. Is like when you have a negative thought, you just say it in your head in a different way to make it positive. But writing it down obviously has power. That's why journaling is like the best thing ever. Because then you're expressing your emotions and you're letting them out, and you can reread it and reflect on it and be like, this is not true. This, I shouldn't be thinking this way, and just change what you wrote, to. But sometimes it's just good to let those thoughts out anyway. I mean, if they are negative, on a piece of paper, and then just read it back to yourself, and then change the whole journal dialogue that you wrote that day or that evening or whenever you need to write. But some steps that I'm taking for self-discovery and how to rediscover myself. I found these 5 practical steps. So I'm not a walking example that this works. I'm just trying to figure out, I'm just trying to have like some kind of guide to help me along this new journey that I decided I want to take this year. But obviously self-reflection, you know, goes back to journaling. Take time to journal and ask yourself deep questions like, who am I beyond my role? So who are you besides a mom or a wife? And I think that's another thing. I mean, I have a little bit of time in the mornings to do stuff like this, because I don't want to get in that routine of just taking care of my family. And not that I don't, obviously don't like it, but I want to start enjoying myself, because I'm just very unhappy with the person I am. And I just, obviously me being unhappy sometimes, or like inside, even though I might not show I'm unhappy, me being unhappy can sometimes and some days kind of ruin a good day with my family. And it's not even their fault. It's just me having to just take a break and just want to be alone, instead of doing things with them, because I'm just unhappy. But I'm trying to find my happiness. And one is doing this podcast, and the other is writing a book. And it makes me feel so much better. And it's just taking little steps to try to figure out, especially summer's coming, we're getting out of winter. So that helps tremendously, because a lot of it could be seasonal depression. And not only that, I'm pregnant and my hormones are changing. So it's probably just like a big clusterfuck in my mind is pretty much what it is. But this is a positive way to help me just try to do something, just have something, because I'm not working either. So I need something to feel like I'm growing as a person. So another one is explore interests and passions. So that goes back to this podcast. I'm very passionate about talking mental health, because I've been there, done that. I've been in the hospital, like the crazy floor, I guess you want to say. And it's very lonely up there, I think. And I don't think that's a good place for anyone. I get that it's to protect themselves and other people around them. But at the same time, it's a very lonely place, and I don't think it helps mentally. You know, it's definitely it for people that are depressed, for sure. And I think, it was a very dramatic moment, actually. I realized that this is not where I want to be. I need to figure out stuff. But obviously, this is one of the things I'm passionate about. Interests and hobbies. So I love volleyball. I love being outdoors. I love just doing anything out in the country. So I just need to start doing that. And as a family, we can do that. And we usually do go out hiking or ride in the side-by-side and go mudding and things like that. And now that it's getting warmer out, we can start doing those things again, which will help. And then another step is to embrace authenticity. So like, speak your truth, set boundaries, and stop seeking external validation. I set boundaries pretty well. I'm pretty good at setting boundaries because I know how I think, and I know I need to be away from people that are very negative, because it just literally, it brings me down so fast that, like, it, especially people, especially the ones that, or family or friends that actually mean something to me, if they're negative, I have to step away because I can't. They affect me more than just a person on a street, for sure, that's negative, or just in a store out here and talking negative. It just, that doesn't bother me, really. I just, because I'm never going to see those people again. It's the people that are very close to me. If they're negative, then I have to kind of set boundaries on how much I talk to them or spend time around them. Especially if it's negative towards me, then I just kind of, like my mom, she, I haven't spoken to her in a while, but she has, like, she'll be fine 1 minute, but she'll talk about negative in the world, but then she's, like, negative towards me. So it's just, it's very mentally exhausting in general. Something I need to work on, obviously, is the seeking external validation. And I think that's harder than just saying that, because if you're trying to find worth in the world, I guess, you cling on to certain things. Like, mine is obviously success and work and how much money I make, which shouldn't matter, but it's just feeling like I accomplished something a lot and I haven't, just became a nobody, I guess. And then another is practice self-compassion. So rewrite negative self-talk and start treating yourself with kindness. I try to look at this, like, would I say this to a friend if they're upset or, you know, whatever they're going through, would I tell them this, if it's like a negative talk, a negative sentence? And if it's a no, then I just try to be like, why am I talking to myself this way? But that's easier said than done as well, because if you're so used to, it's just a bad habit you're trying to break. If you're so used to doing it for 10, 15 years, it's not that easy to change the way you think. It's just not. So it takes a lot of time and a lot of hard work and a lot of just stepping back and looking at the bigger picture and not letting the cloudy mind take over, not letting it just take over you. But another one is build a vision. Imagine your ideal life and create a personal mission statement. I imagine what I want in life, in my ideal life. I never created a personal mission statement, so maybe I can sit and think about that and just look, you know, kind of remind myself, like, this is my mission statement, this is what I'm working on. So maybe that could help me with my vision, because I fantasize what I want in life quite a bit. But it's just, I think writing it down maybe has more power, or maybe do creating a vision board. Just something positive that can, like, help maybe. Because I have a vision for, like, my book, and it gets me very excited, and I'm writing it down. Because the book I'm doing is about, well, it's a memoir, obviously, so it's about everything about me, and then I'm putting all my writing that I wrote in from the past in there, and then I want to do, like, a little workbook for anyone that's needing help to figure out how to heal and guide, and just pretty much a guide, the steps I took or the questions I asked that's helped me come from where I used to be to where I am now. And then obviously I'm still growing and asking different questions now, because I'm in a different stage of my life. But that goes back to this journal prompt challenge that I had. So a few questions for this that I'm asking myself is, obviously, it goes back to, who am I beyond my responsibilities and roles, so far as my mom, being a mom, a wife, taking care of the kids, cleaning, cooking dinner, what makes me feel alive, and what's a limiting belief I need to let go of, Another one is, how can I show myself more love and kindness? There is a lot more questions, and I'm going to create a video. I'm going to do a question a day because I don't want to overwhelm myself with this. So I'm just going to do a question a day. I did have 30 questions, and then I'll do another video just talking about all those questions that I answered. Because I think it takes some time to think about it and to really reflect on, especially if you never, you know, especially the question, like, how can I show myself more love and kindness? Like, I don't know. If I was just going to answer that question now, I'd just be like, I don't know, maybe talk nicer to myself, you know, not hate what I see in the mirror, but I need steps on what I can do to show myself, you know, to do that as well. So I kind of really want to sit and think about the questions, to kind of reshape the negative thoughts that come to my mind as soon as I read it, and reshape to, like, how can I accomplish what I'm trying to accomplish in a positive way. But with all that being said, I will have the self-discovery journal guide. You can download it for free to dive deeper. It will be a link at the bottom of of the podcast. So yeah, that's pretty much all I have for the self-discovery. I mean, obviously self-discovery is pretty much a lifelong journey, and today is just the beginning for me. And I encourage you to take time for yourself and reflect and step into your true identity too. So you're not feeling lost, you know, at least too lost anymore. At least you know who you are. And just remember that you are more than enough, just as you are. Even though me saying that is just like me, it's just like my husband saying I'm pretty. Like, in my head, I'm just like, you're lying. So, like, it's so hard to take those compliments and positive compliments, if, especially if you were in a negative environment your whole life. But just know you really are more than enough, and you don't have to change and shape who you are to be with someone. You can, maybe that, obviously, if you have to do that, that person's not right for you. Because there is someone that will accept all your flaws and help you with your healing journey. But anyways, with all that being said, if you found this episode, like, at least a little bit helpful, or, like, you know, if anything, just motivated to do this, I'd love for you to subscribe and rate and maybe review the podcast. You can also, like I said, download the self-discovery journal guide and link below. And you can connect with me on social media at Shifting the Narrative Without an E on Instagram. And feel free to DM me if you ever want to do a podcast with me and just share your story or talk about your challenges and maybe how you overcome certain negative thoughts or, you know, your trauma as you go through life. But, you know, until then, I hope everyone, you know, keeps growing, keep healing, and remember, again, you are worthy of discovering the real you, and I appreciate everyone for listening today. So I hope everyone has an awesome day. See you later.